What would you call it?
No, I never seen one. Right.
Well, say if I showed you one, what would you call it? Say that's a...
egg dish.
It's made out of, it's not, it wouldn't be a cardboard egg, it'd be a...
plain egg?
It wouldn't be a plastic egg if it's made out of China, it'd be a...
Breakable egg.
See, if it's made out of plastic, it'd be a plastic egg. If it's made out of China, it'd be a...
China egg.
Yeah, hadn't seen one of those.
Huh?
You hadn't seen one of those.
Hello.
Okay. Say, if you wanted to go milk your cows, what would you take with you to catch the milk in?
Pail.
All right. And if you wanted to go get some water out of the well, what would you take with you?
Bucket.
What's the difference?
That's much different than the cat. You know, I don't know. It's just whenever I read something, that they call it a pail.
Uh-huh.
When I think about fetching water, I think of a bucket.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of bucket that a woman might keep around the kitchen on the farm where she throws scraps for the hogs?
Oh.
Ever heard of a slop bucket?
Uh-oh.
Okay. If you were going to fry some eggs or fry some ham, what would you fry them in?
Skillet.
Okay. Ever heard that call it
something? Everybody's called a skillet.
Frying pan?
Frying pan. Yeah, I heard that on TV.
Heard it on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or say if you were boiling some tea, what would you boil it in?
Boiler.
Okay. Have you ever seen one of these things that kind of had a long spout? You can boil tea in those?
Ooh. A pail? One of those?
Well, it's all enclosed. And some of them make a whistling noise when the tea's ready.
Oh, a kettle.
Yeah. Okay. And something that you would keep cut flowers in.
A vase.
What about some utensils that you would eat with a regular meal?
Fork. Spoon, knife.
Okay. And if you get through with the meal, you say you have to do one of the dishes.
Clean them, wash them.
And to get the soap suds off of them, you say the woman.
Rinsed.
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing? Yeah, when you're washing the dishes, you might use a cloth or a rag. Any idea what you call it? You ever wash the
dish cloth?
Yeah. Okay. What about the one that you would use when you're drying?
Drying cloth.
Okay. What about the one that you might use if you're taking a bath? To wash
bath towel.
Okay. And the big one is called the
bath towel.
Is there any difference between the big one you dry off with and the small one that you use when you're bathing?
I thought
it was
the same thing.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the kitchen, over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what do you call that?
Spout.
Okay. What if it's outside, the thing that you hook up a hose to?
Daddy calls it thing.
Hydrant? Okay. Say if it gets real cold during the night and you go in the kitchen in the morning and turn on the water, except nothing comes out, you might say, oh great, looks like the pipes
frozen.
And when they froze, they
break.
Or
bust.
Okay. What would you call a great big wooden thing?